Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Well, it's just me today. It's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, technically, and phone lines are open for the rest of the show. And if you've got a behavior training or healing question you want to discuss with me, I am available to you, and you can interrupt at any time. I do have more big animals in the news stories, and I will be working my way through them, but you can call in if you like. I'm going to give you phone numbers now, so jot them down. Local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888 888- 1-888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You may also use that email address during the week, as I do police the Animal World inbox now, so I'll get it anytime. You can also track Animal World through the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com, and there's great information for you there. There's links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. There's a link to the Listen Live stream. There is a link to the audio archives. You can listen to past shows, current events. You can and list of shelters. Lots of good stuff. So you can also contact me via email, contact Martha, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need me as a behavior therapist and trainer, you know, I'm free on the radio, so you can call today, and I'm delighted to speak with you. But you can also call me at my home office. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. I'm happy to chat with you about your animal friend, find out what's going on. And if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is, and sometimes I can help you for free quickly over the phone. Otherwise, I can work with you in person, which is always my preference, or sometimes I don't need to see in person. We can do it over the phone, or if you're out of the area, we can do it over the phone. My home office number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and bug my voicemail. Whew. And okay, then. Let's get back to what I was discussing. Watoto, the African elephant that resided at Woodland Park Zoo here in Seattle since 1971, was euthanized on Friday. The timing jumped out at me right away because there's been so much talk about the zoo's plans. I mean, there's just so much on this subject to talk about, and you have heard about it on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Update Sundays the last couple of months or so with Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Animals and Kathy and Christy. But there's been a push for many years now, and we've talked about it off on the show, about moving these elephants to a sanctuary, because the bottom line is that even though the keepers are wonderful, even though, I mean, the zoo is doing the best job that they can do, the fact of the matter is that the area that the elephants are housed in and that they have is simply way, way too small when you look at what works for elephants. Another thing that concerns me is they, of course, are grieving the loss of Watoto, but they were planning on getting rid of her and sending her to another zoo so they could what? Get more Asian elephants. Well, there's not enough room for the ones that we have. Now, there are also, of course, supporters of the zoo and the elephant program, and they have an anonymous donor, as far as we know, has donated like millions of dollars to improve the elephant habitat. So they're getting ready to dump like $1.5 to $3 million into the elephant habitat, and which is in and of itself is not a bad thing. They are planning to put outdoor feeding stations with heating lamps and stuff so they could be out more of the time in the colder times of the year, so they won't have to be locked up as long. But my opinion, and I'm learning now, not the only one, got a lot of help coming from the other side now, is that no matter how much money they put into the habitat, they can't make it bigger. There's no more land for the zoo to expand to. And so, you know, put millions in there. Yeah, it'll be improvements. Sure, it'll be better. But it can never be good enough because there's not enough space. And it is time that we humans are waking up consciously. And now we're getting pushed from the animal world to help that awakening happen, and we have to stop the abuse. Now, Watoto and the elephants at Woodland Park Zoo were not, quote, abused in the way that they weren't beaten and they weren't starved, and they, you know, they were treated with love and kindness with their from their keepers and as best as they could be cared for. There's no question about that, and Watoto supports that. But the habitat is just, it can never be good enough. All right. Now, the other thing that the zoo is saying, and by the way, I don't know, those of you that can see, you might see Watoto standing behind me. And she's, her head is, because I cleared all of what I was going to say today. I already had a plan before the communication took place. But I wanted to clear it with the elephant community to make sure that I was speaking on their behalf in the way that they and the information they would like put out there. And I got a definite affirmation. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But this is all approved. Maybe I should let me tell you. I'll tell you before I tell you the rest. After Watoto passed on Friday, I was real busy and all of that sort of stuff. But my hope was I knew I needed to go into communication with Watoto and find out what was really going on before I got hanging on my big mouth and I can't keep it shut. I needed to check in before today. And my hope was I immediately called Robin, my friend, Robin Alexis, Robin Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, which, by the way, an encore presentation will follow Animal World today, as usual. Robin is one of the most gifted animal communicators and mediums that I know. And Robin and I over the years have done a lot of work together. And, you know, we've done shows together live here. And my hope, I called her thinking, you know, gee, if you don't have anything to do on Sunday, would you like to tie in and we'll do this live on the air? Well, Robin was really busy and she didn't get my message. And then finally she called me yesterday evening. And She is not able to join us today, but we're trusting spirit that we'll need more time with this, so it'll work out here in the future. But we were able at that time to go into communication with Watoto and get what we needed, what I needed for today. And I'll tell you when we tuned in. You need to know that Watoto is great. She has been through a specific portal, and even though she agrees that she was not the matriarch of a herd here, they don't have a herd at Woodland Park. Anyway, I've already mentioned that. She is now, and those of you that can see, if you tune into her, you will see her. She is standing in front of and leading a herd, which is a very long line of elephants, and it is all the elephants that have ever died in zoo captivity. It's huge. And she is leading the march now. And she explained, well, I said, before she explained anything, the first thing she said was how much gratitude and love she has for the keeper that was with her for 30 years. There is adoration, love, and gratitude there. And she wanted to be very clear that she was not abused. And she was loved and she was cared for with love and she appreciates that and is grateful for that. But there's a bigger picture here in terms of now all the elephants on the other side that have ever been in zoo captivity are now coming together to help educate us humans to move into the bigger picture and realize that these elephants do not belong in captivity. We cannot keep them in captivity in a reasonable way that is healthy for them. And they need to go, you know, some zoos are better than others and have more space than others, but the ones that are here need to go into sanctuaries, and then we just need to stop it. Elephants are just not an animal that can be cared for adequately in zoo space. And we'll be getting more information from Watoto and her herd now as time goes by, because I could only get what I needed for today. And But she is dedicated, and that's what she's working for. And she said there's no coincidence in time. And the other thing that she said is that because when I asked why Friday, why now, she said she was called, that this is being divinely guided, that she was called to go at this specific time to bring through this specific information, and that we will be bringing through more and more of this. But it is time that we stop what we're doing. And then I asked her, I said, well, this is what I'm planning to say about the elephants and about something else on the air tomorrow. And is this okay? Is this what you want? And oh my gosh, were they having a little celebration there in that herd and her. And what I told her that I'm going to share with you now, when I ask Spirit, how do I equate this? How do I get people to understand what we're doing? And because now, okay, so the zoo's going to throw all this money into the elephant habitat to make it better. Well, it'll be improvements, but it just can never be good enough. But then the other thing they say is that we're giving lots of money to elephant conservation and are having elephants at the zoo, and our breeding programs and all that we're doing is helping conserve elephants and all of that sort of stuff. Okay. All right. So this is how I equate this and put it into human terms. To me, this is like, and do you see Watoto going, yay, say it, Martha, say it. It's like us humans going to Africa and saying, okay, we're going to take some of your people and we're going to put you in jail and on display and make you perform for us, or we're going to sell you into the slave trade, illegal slave sex trade, and use you. But we're going to give you millions of dollars to cure AIDS and save Africa. And so it's like we're paying to put these people in jail and own them. Does that, so Kathy says, I can't stand it. I have to, what do you want to say, Kath?
And of course, they won't have to be accountable for the money they receive.
What, the zoo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won't have to be accountable.
Well, that's because of that Proposition 1. Is that what you're talking about that passed?
Well, it was the last the court hearing they had where they were trying to make the records, the financial records and all, transparent to the public.
Right, which was not successful.
No.
Even though they're a public organization and we support mm-hmm. them, our tax dollars supports the zoo.
Our tax money.
Friends
yep.
of Woodland Park Zoo and
yep.
Aline sued to be able to know
open the
what,
books
to open
so we
the
can
books.
See how they're spending the money and what they're doing.
Which seems right since it's our money.
Absolutely. The other
but
park systems.
That didn't fly.
No.
Mm. But anyway, so it's kind of like, okay, we'll take a few of you and put you in jail and on display, but we'll give you millions of dollars to save more of other people. So that justifies the situation. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So this is a bigger picture than just the Woodland Park Zoo and just our elephants. They just happen to be the ones that are showing us the example right now. But Watoto is standing in front of a herd now. She is the matriarch of a huge herd on the other side. And it is all the animals that have all of the elephants that have passed in zoos. And they are banding together to educate us and help us awaken on this issue. So here we go. Now, that's all that we had time for last night. And what I got is that, well, it's not going to work out for Robin and I to go into and do any of this communication with these elephants live on the air today. But that just means that we need time to do more communication, get set with this, and then have the time allotted on the show that we can really get into it. Because remember, we learned so much, like the coyote that was killed on Magnolia, you know, a year or two ago, and all of that. So we're planning on more of this communication. It won't be this next week is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Week, but the week after that, September 7th, will be a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. If Robin can be available, we're going to do that. But September 14th, Darcy Pariso will be in, who's our Animal World communicator. I'm going to ask Darcy to communicate also, and so we'll get an independent communication from her and what she's getting.
So we'll double and triple check all of this, but hopefully on September 7th, or maybe it'll be the 14th, we'll have Robin tie in, and we can do some specific communication with the elephants and find out what more can be done. The other thing, the proposal I said that I'm going to make now, and I don't know if it can or will happen, but Watoto is in favor of this also. I'm proposing that we as Animal World take a serious stance on this, the elephants go to the sanctuary, and we stop doing elephants at Woodland Park Zoo, and that we add Aline and friends of Woodland Park Zoo at elephants to the regular lineup on Animal World on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, that we have a regular segment and an elephant update every month until the elephants are released, or until we, because right now their plan is to dump millions into the habitat, and they're planning to get more elephants and breed. And this is a public organization, and our tax dollars support them. If we don't stand up, and that's why it's important. Remember, call the mayor. So I'm going to do that. You know, I mean, do it with the, you know, it would. Don't be angry. That doesn't help. We don't put anger into this. Doesn't help. You got to do it with love. But ask the mayor to withhold funds from Woodland Park Zoo until the elephants are released to a sanctuary. And Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants are asking to do this on Wednesday, the 27th. The phone number to call is 206-684-4000. 206-684-4000. And let's take a stand and see what we can do. Educate people and stay on this until they're free.
It's not just what we can do physically, but prayer changes things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah, and praying for the highest good.
Absolutely.
On all levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that we all wake up to what we're doing. Because, you know, we can do conservation, we can do education. We don't have to put animals in jail anymore. And that's not to say that some animals in the zoo situation don't have a great habitat and doing well. It's like, I can't remember who I was hearing talking on a news report yesterday. But, you know, like a sloth that spends its whole life in one tree. They didn't have a great tree at the zoo and a great habitat or whatever, you know. So there are some that can have a great habitat, and there are some that volunteer to educate humans. It's just that elephants, because of what they need physically in terms of environment and habitat, can't do that, except that they can be happy and at the sanctuaries. So there you go. Okay. It looks like it is time for us to once again take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. And oh, let's see, before I go here, what Kathy's talking, what about big cats? Well, I'm not going to talk about cats today because they're not on the list. But I'm getting cougars right now. We'll put them on the list. But we are going to talk about next. Because there's big stuff happening. We are, and this is the bigger picture that Watoto was saying. Yes, we are making a difference at SeaWorld and for the lives of orcas. We're going to talk about that next. There's huge stuff going on. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine Caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find Canine Caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell-Snohomish area. You can also find Canine Caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pets' needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back face reader Mac Fulford to read into the implications of bushy eyebrows or a long nose.
On Saturday, Von Brashler returns to talk about what it means to be a skeptical ghost hunter and some of the harrowing situations he's been in.
Then more one-hit wonders, this time from the 70s and 80s. Bands with one great and memorable tune in them.
Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and it is just me today, technically a behavior training and healing Sunday. So if you have questions about your animal friends, you need help resolving problems, behavior training, or healing-wise, I am happy to talk to you, and phone lines are open for the rest of the show. I've got lots to talk about, and I'll continue talking unless you guys interrupt, and which is fine, and you have permission to do that. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, and toll-free is 888 888- 1-888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then you can shoot us an email to our studio email address, and that would be animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay, next up. How about we'll jump in the ocean here? It is time to talk about our dear friends, the orcas. And just this also could go into the follow-up category because reported a lot's been happening in the last year or so about captive orcas. And, of course, the biggest thing that happened was the CNN documentary Blackfish. If you haven't seen it, it is well worth seeing, and I think you can watch it online now. I've seen it more than once. It is quite a wake-up call, specifically targeted at SeaWorld and their captive orca program for entertainment, and the death of one of the SeaWorld trainers. And that documentary in and of itself was a major wake-up call for us. And, of course, the hope was with more and more people understanding what was really going on would eliminate their desire to go and watch, pay money to see these orcas and support this organization. Well, you know, I wondered, you know, is it really going to make any difference? Well, the answer is, yeah, it has made a difference. So here's one of the reports this week. The business of owning and training captive killer whales in the United States has just become a lot less profitable. SeaWorld rocked the financial world and thrilled animal rights activists on Wednesday when its stock price dropped by 35%. To a record low after the company announced that attendance at its water parks this year has fallen 4.3%. The company blamed its woes in part on protests against its orca shows and legislation introduced in California. That was the other thing that would ban using killer whales for entertainment in that state. Quote, the company believes attendance in the quarter was impacted by demand pressures related to recent media attention surrounding proposed legislation in the state of California. Now, I don't know if you remember that report, but the powers that be and the city of San Diego, because they generate a lot of income, they got the legislation put on hold for at least another year or so. And so it's not dead, but it's on hold. But boy, is this making a difference. It says the idea that SeaWorld would regard Shamu as a financial liability would have been almost unthinkable a short time ago, despite the fallout from the documentary Blackfish, which scrutinized the company's treatment of captive killer whales. In the wake of the film, a string of musical acts canceled performances at SeaWorld Parks, and Southwest Airlines recently terminated its 25-year marketing partnership with the company. Woohoo! Critics took heart from the fiscal collapse, which led many observers to wonder just how long the company can hold on to its iconic whales and still make money. Quote, I've been watching the stock price fall all day. It's been shocking. This is a marine mammal scientist in the Animal Welfare Institute. Quote, SeaWorld should take this as a chance to do the right thing and change its business model. Otherwise, the market will force it to change and the company and the animals will suffer for it. Interesting. Let's see. Jeff Venture, a former SeaWorld orca trainer featured in Blackfish, expected the company would rebound from the stock crash. Quote, they said the trend line for SeaWorld's U.S. operations does not look good. The question now, what will SeaWorld do with its unpaid performers if its stock price continues to underperform? Activists hope it will be forced to retire its killer whales. relatively tranquil sea pens where they could live out their lives in the natural rhythms and not have to perform. The California bill, which has been tabled for at least a year, were to become law, that would become true. Now, unfortunately, this is the downside here, and this is why y'all have to pay attention. But SeaWorld has an alternative plan. The company has made no secret of its intention to build parks in China and the Middle East, where animal welfare regulations are more lax and public opprobrium toward orca captivity is muted at best. Quote, that's where the corporation plans to take its circus. It would be a win-win for SeaWorld. The company could develop new non-whale revenue in the U.S. and begin rehabilitating its sullied reputation here, while also generating millions in profit by shipping its orcas overseas. It's too soon to tell what SeaWorld will do, but if its stock continues to tank, shareholders may press the company to free the whales. That's pretty scary. You know, so we have to look at this, folks. Remember the big push by activists to stop, to close down slaughterhouses for horses in the United States? Because we don't eat horses and the meat's all being shipped away. And we say, you know, close the slaughterhouses. Remember at that time we were doing that, what I was saying? What's going to happen to the unwanted horses then? There's no plan to cover the bases. So what happened? All of a sudden, nobody can get rid of horses that needs to get rid of them. So they're letting them go, and we got abandoned horses all over the place, or they're just letting them sit and rot and starve to death. And then they start trucking them to Canada or to Mexico to be slaughtered, and it's even worse than it was before. So this smacks to me a little of this. If we shut down SeaWorld in the States, I didn't see that bigger picture. What would they do? But here it is, showing its ugly head. They send the orcas to China or the Middle East. So there's a bigger picture here we need to look at. And that needs to. So the good news is the stock's down 46% the last time that I looked. Now, but here's the other thing going on with the orcas. And that is, and I lost my train of thought. The SeaWorld trying to save face here and change the perspective going on in the States here. They have come out with a big announcement here this week that they are going to expand the orca environments. And they're going to double them in size. Okay, so they'll be 50 feet deep and have, you know, and so they'll have, which is, again, this is like Woodland Park Zoo dumping, you know, $1 to $3 million into the elephant habitat. Yeah, it'll be better, but it's not good enough. And if they're going to spend that much money, make sea pens, not bigger pools. And I don't care. And it says, and it's even going to have a fake shoreline. Well, who cares about a fake shoreline? So it only doesn't make any difference to the whales, for crying out loud. But they are going to expand the orca area and improve it. So that's their answer there. Now, the other thing this is recently spotted, 103-year-old orca is bad news for SeaWorld. Here's why. And that, of course, would be Granny here in SeaWorld could be in trouble because of Granny, the world's oldest known living orca. The 103-year-old whale, also known as J2, you know, that's because she's one of our local orcas here, with her pod, her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. But while the granny sighting is thrilling for us, it's problematic for SeaWorld. First of all, SeaWorld has claimed, quote, no one knows for sure how long whales live. When simple figures or even living and thriving examples like Granny can give us a pretty good idea that whales born in captivity only live 4.5 years. That's according to the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Project on average. Many of SeaWorld's orcas die before they reach their 20s. Perhaps because of their reduced lifespan, the whales are forced to breed continuously and at perilously young ages, which could diminish their overall health. Another key aspect of an orca's life, which is missing in captivity, is the ability to swim up to 100 miles per day. When Granny was spotted earlier this week, she had just finished an 800-mile trek from Northern California along with her pod. According to animal welfare advocates, long-distance swimming is integral to orcas' psychological health and well-being. That's like elephants making their, you know, hundreds of mile treks as well. So it's the same thing going on with the orcas. Now, the other issue here is that I'm going to the same equation to put it in perspective. Because SeaWorld is also, in addition to expanding the orca confinement area, going to double its size, which is better, but it's not going to be good enough. Can't be good enough. They're going to contribute millions to orca conservation, you know, and whales in the ocean. Same thing. Okay, we're going to take some of you whales and put you in jail and make you perform for humans and sell you to the illegal slave and sex trade. But we'll give millions to the rest of the orcas to make it better. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? Kathy wants to chime in.
I probably shouldn't say this, but they're trying to save face.
Well, of course.
Trying to make themselves look good.
Well, of course. Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah, of course.
Maybe with all of this, they'll actually learn something.
Well, I think, once again, your left brain can convince you of anything depending on the information that you're working with. And these, it's like the overall umbrella, the powers that be of the zoos, the powers that be of the SeaWorld. They're looking at what they want to look at and justifying it in their way. But the bottom line is greed, selfishness, and, you know, the big money thing. They get in their hearts, yes. But if they really... Okay, now here's the last latest development, and then Linda, I promise we're getting to you on the phones here. This just happened all of a sudden, the end of last week. Remember, SeaWorld had been fighting OSHA because after Dawn, the trainer that was killed by Tillicum, the whale, OSHA impressed new rules and regulations and insisting that the trainers stay out of the water with the orcas and not be allowed to do that in training or in the show. Well, and SeaWorld's been suing and fighting that. And appeal, and then it was they lost, but they've been fighting and appealing. All of a sudden, this last week, SeaWorld drops OSHA appeal to keep trainers away from orcas. With no statement, they just dropped it. Woohoo! Okay, so that's the good news in the orca world. Here is that yes, we are making a difference. Now the caveat is, we got to look at this in relationship to horse slaughter and remember what happened there. We didn't see the big picture and what are the ramifications of what we're doing. And all of a sudden, it's worse for the horses because they're being abandoned and starved and trucked much farther distances to worse slaughterhouses. And SeaWorld, of course, is now talking about shipping there, or if we make them illegal in the San Diego and the state, they'll ship them to China or Mexico near and or wherever I said they're going to go, and make gazillions of bucks there because nobody cares about or there's no voice for the animals there yet. I suppose that's better than I don't know, but we got to look at all of this. We got to look at all of this. So. We've got to stay on top of this zoo thing, but with a zoo thing, I don't think there's they're not going to send the elephants to China. Okay. We can shut down the elephant things in zoos, especially here locally, and get these elephants in sanctuaries and then not do them in zoos anymore. That's just the way it needs to be. So then I'm going to arrange programming with Robin and with Darcy. We're going to communicate with Watoto and the herd of zoo elephants and find out, you know, what they've got to do. And I'm also going to put it on the list. We're going to talk to Granny and the orcas and talk about this whole SeaWorld thing and what we need to know about all of that. We'll get the bigger picture and find out. But prayers for the highest good and for the awakening of human consciousness is really beneficial. So there you go. Okay, I'm stepping down from the soapbox. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then as we continue, caller that has been waiting. I can push current events over to the next hour, but we're going to switch this up to phones if that's what you'd like to do. So if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Behavior training or healing questions, or if you want to put in your 2 cents about elephants, orcas, that sort of stuff. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Conversations Live, where Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and much more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and wouldn't you know, we're on the downside of this second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. So we're going to switch to Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and we're going to head to Seattle. And welcome, Linda. You're live on the air with Martha. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for being patient.
Thank you.
What can I help you with?
I have a cat, and her name is Cleopatra.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and I just got her from a friend that can't take care of her anymore.
Oh, so she's new to you.
She's new. Just last Wednesday I got her.
Okay, and how old is Cleopatra?
10 years old.
Okay, and a spayed female, I assume.
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on with her that you're calling me?
Because she's a meower.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she meows like at 4 a.m. in the morning for about an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the meowing's okay, but it just, it wakes me up at night.
Well, of course. No, I wouldn't be happy if my cat was meowing at 4 a.m. for an hour. So totally understandable, Linda.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have to do a little detective, or I have to do a little detective work here.
Okay.
Because this would be a different, I'd know right where to go to if, you know, Cleopatra had been with you for the last 10 years, if you'd raised her, and now all of a sudden she's doing this. Although this meowing in the middle of the night, is not an unusual behavior, but it usually happens with cats that are much older than Cleopatra. And it can be a dementia sort of thing or whatever. But anyway, 10 is a little young for this.
Okay.
But so where I first want to go is that you said she's new to you. How long have you had her?
Just for less than a week.
Okay, so less than a week. Now, what can you tell me about where she came from? Who owned her and what was her environment? Is it similar to what's going on with you? Or what can you tell me about all of that?
Okay. Well, she was with a friend of mine in the building, so I know that she woke her up, too.
Okay.
And then before that, she was a rescue cat.
Do you know how long your friend had her?
Probably about two maybe years.
Okay, so she spent the majority of her life someplace else, and we don't really know where?
Correct.
What color cat is she?
She's a white cat with some dark patches on her, and she has like a raccoon tail.
Okay. Sounds like you guys are what, like in an apartment or condominium situation?
Yeah. Apartment.
And to indoors only?
Yeah.
Did your friend, by the way, that had the cat, had her for a couple of years, did she know anything about where this cat was raised or where she came from?
I don't think so.
Okay, and why couldn't she keep her?
She's going into a nursing home.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, there could be a lot of reasons for what's going on, but it sounds like the cat was doing this even when she was with your friend.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so we've got to start with some simple things to start with, Linda, and then we can, you know, continue, you know, tweak or add depending on what happens.
Okay.
But we want to cover the simple bases first.
Okay.
Because there can be physical reasons for this. There can be hormonal things. There can be lots of things that you can do. But the simple things would be, interestingly, you know, we don't know her background, and we don't know if maybe she was used to being outside and having a lot more exercise and doing stuff. And then, you know, by the middle of the night, you know, she's awake. And that she never really conformed to, you know, human sleeping schedule sort of thing. Although when cats do this, you know, meowing thing in the middle of the night, it usually is between like 3 and 4 in the morning.
Okay.
And sometimes that's when the mass consciousness is the quietest. And so they're looking for connection.
Right.
I don't think it necessarily has to do with the fact that the cat's moved in with you and isn't with her previous owner.
Right.
Because she did it when she was there. So let's the simple thing would be your schedule with the cat. So when do you feed her? How do you play with her? And when do you play with her? And tell me about that.
Okay. Well, it varies. She loves to be petted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I can pet her, I pet her. I'm home sometimes during the day and sometimes I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pet her whenever I can. And then sometimes she's sleeping on my bed. So.
Okay, when do you feed her?
I don't have a schedule.
Okay.
I feed her in the morning and then I feed her at night.
Okay, so what do you feed her?
She has allergies. So I feed her, what is it? I'd have to check.
Do you feed her dry food or canned food?
Yeah, dry food because that's what the Animal Rescue told me to feed her dry food. She has she had part of her teeth taken out.
Ah, okay.
So that's what they told me to feed her, dry food.
Okay, well, just so you know, veterinary wise, it is most advised these days that cats eat wet food.
Okay.
You know, I'm a fan, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if she likes her dry food, but what, you give her some dry food in the morning?
Yeah.
And then does she eat that up during the day?
Yeah.
And then you give her more dry food in the evening?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever tried giving her some canned food?
No.
Okay. And how long before bedtime do you give her the dry food?
Like about... just before I go, probably about 10.
Okay, and then you go to bed sometime after that?
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like your interaction with her is petting her, but you don't play with her?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, what kind of games do you play?
Well, she has her little toys on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I play with her, with that.
Okay, and toys on the floor, and I call those self-entertainment toys.
Yes.
Those work for young kittens.
Okay.
They don't work as well for adult cats and particularly older cats.
Okay.
They do better with interactive play.
Okay.
So I want you to go to the pet store and get, my favorite toy is called a Da Bird, D-A-B-I-R-D.
Okay.
And it's a bird on the end of a wand.
Okay.
A string. And you fly it around and they chase it.
Okay.
And you can get other wand toys. The key to wand toys is you play with a cat and then you put them away in a closet or someplace they can't get to them. You don't leave them out.
Okay.
Okay. And start with short games. And if she's before she loses interest, stop, put it away, get it out again. You want to get her and so that she'll play with it until she flat cats. We're at the top of the hour. Can you hold on with me over the top of the hour?
Sure, I can.
All right, you hold on. We'll change over, come back, and then I'll give you the rest of the plan to see if we can get Cleopatra to sleep through the night. So, Animal World continues. More behavior training and healing calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.